Have you ever felt like you're doing everything right in your business, but you're still not growing or breaking through? You've spent all the money and taken all the courses, followed all the strategies, posted until your thumbs were sore. And yet the growth that you know you are capable of still feels out of reach. Sister, I'm going to tell you something. You're not broken. You're freaking brilliant. And you don't need another blueprint. You need the right room. And well, I am inviting you into that room. It's called Brilliance, a free all-day virtual summit for visionary women entrepreneurs who are done dimming their light, spinning their wheels, and ready to claim their seat at the seven-figure table. Join me on Wednesday, August 13th, along my powerhouse friends, Kate Northrup, Sarah Jenks, Natalie McNeil, for a summit designed to light you the fuck up. If you know me, you know that I don't do typical Zoom rooms, you guys. Brilliance is part energetic transmission, part strategic roadmap, and all about real feminine aligned results. You'll learn how to clarify your core message, align your business with your feminine power, price and position your offers with confidence, strategically leverage AI in your business as a feminine leader, scale without burnout, and most importantly, activate your brilliance. If you're craving sisterhood, strategy, and a soul-led way to rise, this summit was literally designed for you. Save your free seat now at jessicazweig.com/brilliance, linked in the show notes. You don't have to hustle harder, sister. You just have to remember who you are. And I will be waiting for you at the table where your next level begins. See you on August 13th at Brilliance. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and man, am I so excited to talk about what we're going to unlock today. So if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig. Each week, we break down the codes behind what it means to be a spiritual being having a human experience and what it means to be a boss and building a business from a feminine vibration. And we do that through incredible interviews with some of the most exciting voices of our time, solo episodes from me, and this particular series, The Unlocking, that happens to drop every single Thursday, where I take you in to a little tiny key that I hold very near and dear to my heart. I actually have a tattoo on my heart, which is what inspired this series, that I have used to unlock some of the stickiest, most disempowering, most scarce, most insecure, most unhappy, honestly, locks that have kept me away from my true power, my true light, my greatest service to the world, which is to be myself, right? And that journey is not always a straight line. In fact, it's never a straight line. And so these episodes are intended to just give you a little tiny reframe, offering you up that sacred key that I keep close to me that has allowed me to go deeper and deeper into my own truth. And I hope that these are helpful. And so if you're new to the show, welcome. This is all the things we do here. And I am so grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful that all of you are here diving in week to week. This community is so lit. It is so tight. It is so global. We have women dialing in from literally across the world, from so many different countries. And it is such an honor to host this show and to be a sister to all of you. You know, I think that we all have something so precious and important to teach one another. And it is a privilege, truly, that you come and you spend some time learning from me, because I know that I can so obviously learn from all of you in return. And I hope one day I get to meet you and connect with you. In fact, I went on a big book tour last year and got to meet so many of you, and you slide into my DMs and I run into you on the street. And it has just been the constant reminder to keep showing up to the mic and pouring in, because pouring into you is really what fills my cup. So thank you for that. Today, I want to talk about something that is really, truly one of the most important tools in my spiritual toolkit. It's also how I'm wired. I'm a Cancer moon. I'm a Leo sun, Virgo rising, and Cancer moon. And when I discovered that my moon was in Cancer, my whole life truly made sense. I'm not lying. It was one of my biggest unlocks. It's like, wow, I have this deep desire to serve and I'm super meticulous. That's my Virgo rising. I am very comfortable in the light. That's my Leo sun and has become a part of my job. But I'm really at my core the kind of girl that just wants to go home really early, leave the party that I threw and take a bath and be in my own energy and feel my feelings. And whether you're a Cancer moon or not, I think we can all relate to the desire we have to slow down, to have spaciousness in our lives, and to really get still. Because, you know, this episode's coming out actually right around my birthday, and my birthdays are always, you know, my solar return. I think we all have our own personal new year with our birthdays. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to set intentions for the year ahead. And instead of asking myself this year, what's next? Turning 44, which is a power number, an angel number. I decided I was going to ask myself a very different question. And that question is not, what am I going to go create next? What am I going to go manifest next? But what does it really mean to lead from space? That discovering what's available in space, in stillness, is actually more potent than any strategy you could ever follow. So whether or not you're in a season of expansion or contraction, which to be honest, I am in right now in the most beautiful, sovereign way. It's always a little counterintuitive to be in this energy during Leo season, because Leo season is all about fire and action and creation and the masculine lion and the sun, to really take a beat and be okay in the nothingness. Because so many of us are so tired. No matter what time of year it is, running, pushing, overfilling your calendar. I know a lot of women in my community are moms, so summer is especially a season of fullness, having kids out of school. And to just take this season and set down the word momentum. And let this entire episode today be your permission slip to find your own stillness in the chaos, because stillness is never stagnation. It's not laziness. It's not passiveness. It is not, quote unquote, doing nothing. Stillness is an active place, actually. It is deep, deep listening. It is understanding the frequency of receiving. It is energetic receptivity. And it is a sacred tuning in, not a tuning out. Because some of the most potent downloads I've ever received, I'm going to be honest, whether that was my new book, The Light Work, or my next book that I'm writing right now, or the launch of my Brilliant Summit, which I'm sure you've seen all over the internet, because we're blowing up the internet with that event. Come and join us on August 13th for the virtual summit of the year for female entrepreneurs, the core of the Feminine Frequency Business School, all of these beautiful things that I've offered the world didn't come from some crazy brainstorming session, truly. They came in a bath. They came in a walk. They came in a meditation. They came in a quiet moment, usually after a release, a cry, a scream. Those are the moments we are being invited in. When we stop forcing, truly, that is when our visions arrive. More fully formed than we give them credit for, because I do believe our greatest inspiration, our greatest creativity, our crystalline clarity, I believe it all exists in the quantum. It all exists in the ether. It's up there in the cosmos. And the only way for our greatest, greatest magic and gifts and programs and offers can come through into us so that we can share them with the world is when we get still enough to actually hear them. We're like the little radio receptors. And if it's always constant static and chaos and noise and busyness, it can't reach us. It's not being allowed in to connect with this cosmic antenna that is your heart, that is your consciousness, that is your soul. Because here's the truth, so many women, and I have been one of them, are waiting for their next breakthrough, and that breakthrough doesn't want to be chased. It needs to be invited. And the reason why so many of us are missing the plot is because we've been sold the story that urgency creates momentum, that urgency is needed in order to grow our revenue and to scale our businesses. And the belief that if we don't move fast, we'll fall behind is so deeply woven into our unconscious that we don't even notice it's there. We're often like fish swimming in water, and we don't even see that it's the environment, the programming, the constructs, the upbringing, the conditioning that we have been told is normal, when really it couldn't be further from the truth. What I have actually found, not only in my own business and the women that I really truly admire and look to as my teachers, they're the women who are creating lasting empires, because they're the ones that can hold spacious timelines. They're not constantly launching or pivoting or reacting. They're leading from vision, not survival. They take their time. They breathe, they soften, they feel into their next move. They don't rush clarity. Clarity and vision are, like I said, cosmic, quantum frequencies that are trying to become downloaded into our psyches and our souls. With all of this constant doing, we can't find it. It's really that simple. That's the key. So the truth is, when I stopped trying to prove how productive I could be, how successful I could be, how shiny I could be, how seen I could be, honestly, there was such a long time of my life and career, you guys, where I was in a deep state of constant, unconscious proving. And I really want to give a shout out to a sister of mine, Tracy Litt. She's been on this podcast before. She's become a really close friend, and she offered me some beautiful coaching. And I remember taking a Zoom call with her, and we were chatting about many, many things. And she looked at me through the Zoom screen, and she looked at me so deeply into my eyes. And it came from this powerful embodied knowing and truth in Tracy's system. She said to me, "Jessica, you have nothing to prove." And something about the way she said that just hit me so hard. I really felt it. I understood what she was saying. And I really have been living from this place over the last few years with nothing to prove, truly nothing to prove. It is so visceral now. And guess what? When I laid down that desire to prove myself, which required so much hustle and doing and creating and gripping and constancy and chaos and creation and ideation, when I laid all of that down, I actually got way more powerful and way more successful, because I wasn't reacting from scarcity, truly. Scarcity in attention, scarcity in money, scarcity in growth, scarcity in momentum, like all of that was reactive energy. And instead I started responding from my own sovereignty, from my own inner authority, from my own place of self-agency. And so if you're in a liminal space right now, in between the version of yourself that wants the success and the happiness and the impact and the joy and the freedom, and the version of you that's still trying desperately to create that, you're at the in-between. You're listening to this podcast, which says to me that you have dropped in to a state of curiosity and openness. And know that this is not a pause, actually, at all, that in-between space. It's your portal. Now, I want to speak directly to the woman who's listening. Hi, I see you too. It's me who has been so tired. The one who's holding it all, doing it all, trying to be it all. And I just want to ask you, what if you let yourself rest, like truly rest, before the breakdown? What if you normalized resting as the pathway to the miracle? Because every visionary woman I've ever worked with has had a moment where they had to surrender. And in that surrender, something truly unimaginable came through. Something unimaginable. You could not even imagine it with your own brain and expectations. So your next big thing, sister, it's not on your to-do list. It's in the space that you've been too afraid to take. All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta Blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta Blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. Stillness is not a weakness. It's a strategy. Spaciousness is not some scary dark void of falling behind. It is your portal. Your next vision isn't going to shout at you. It's going to whisper. And the real question is, will you be quiet enough to hear it? I'm going to leave you with a tiny little unlocking ritual for this week. I want you to take an hour, 60 minutes. Block it in your calendar right now like a sacred meeting with your soul. In this hour, you're not allowed to check email, no calls, no content creation, just stillness. Sit still or take a walk or a bath or fucking stare at the ceiling for an hour. Give yourself that time. And then when it's done, I want you to journal. And I want you to ask yourself these questions. What did I hear? What am I ready to receive that I have been too busy to notice? And if you feel the call, share your revelation with me on Instagram. Tag me, DM me, or put a story up and tag me and use the hashtag unlocking the power of space, because I'm going to be looking and I'm going to be reading them all. Because here's the truth, sisters, whether you're a Cancer moon, whether it's your birthday or not, whether you are feeling the highest energies of the Leo season we are all about to enter, the truth is this: when one woman claims her space, we all get to expand. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being. And if you're feeling this series, I would love it if you could take a moment to rate and review and share this episode with the visionary, beautiful women in your life, because that's how the message really grows here. And I'm so, so clear that this message is essential for so many women to remember. And I'm so proud and honored and privileged that you're one of those women who already has. I love you all so much. And I hope that you take a ton of space between now and the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.